Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790-KFYO. Oh, how I love angry emails when they come in. We'll get to that a little bit later on. And don't worry, I'm not done with Bar PM either, so we'll get back to them a little bit later on in the program as well. Joining me right now, down in Fort Worth, the Texas Republican Convention is going on, and yesterday we saw early drafts of the platform, and of course immigration, one of the top issues this year, has been a top issue for the past few years for the Republican Party. And joining me to talk about the Texas solution is Brad Bailey. Brad, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, great, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Brad, tell folks a little bit about the Texas solution and what is in the platform so far this year as far as immigration.
Well, we started Texas Solution in 2012, but this is the 2014 draft that went through last night and was approved. Texas Solution 2.0, we're calling it, but it clearly defines that securing the border is our priority. We need to look at the federal government funding state and local law enforcement agencies. We clearly say that we do not support any amnesty of any way, shape, or form. But we also say that if the American worker is not available for a job and we're having problems, which you see a lot in the West Texas oil fields, we can look at bringing in workers for a guest worker visa program that has very strict requirements for a temporary period of time that's not leading to citizenship. They got to work for employers that deduct and match payroll taxes. And it's a real healthy way. And I think we've covered a lot of the issues that are very important to Republicans, and I think we're going to see a solution produced on our broken immigration system. And in Texas, that's what we do. We solve problems versus complain about problems.
Well, and this is a little bit of a change. I guess you could call it maybe a tweak since the last version that was adopted, correct? I mean, with the visa system, this is a little bit different than the, I guess, official guest worker program, correct?
Well, you know, right now the way it is, a visa is a guest worker program. They have different kind of visas currently on the immigration system. We're looking for a modernized visa that is able to attack our employment needs when American workers aren't available. And it is a tweak, and it is coming together as Republicans and talking about how we need to address this problem. And that's very healthy. That's what we need to do, and that's happening this week in Fort Worth.
Well, let me ask you about, there's been controversy about this. And I know that Republicans are trying to get everybody together on this, but there are some Republicans who have been pretty vocal against the Texas solution. Todd Staples had an opinion piece on a website earlier this week. There have been some others who have come out and said this is not a conservative way to go about things. Some have called it amnesty for whatever reason. What do you say to those who say this is a backdoor type of amnesty program? I guess maybe they're complaining about the visa type of program out there, and that Todd Staples saying that this is not addressed the right way to achieve border security and immigration reform.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you get a lot of people who've got a lot of strong opinions on this issue. You got a lot of people that want to do nothing, you know, so... nothing has been done on the immigration issue on the federal level, which is a federal problem, since 1986. I was in seventh grade in 1986. Both sides of the aisle have kicked the can down the road and put us in the situation that we're in today. We've got to solve the problem, and while I appreciate everyone's passionate beliefs, but let's have ideas. And Todd Staples has brought ideas to the table. I applaud him for that. But there is a vocal minority of our party in which throw the amnesty label like it's the modern-day scarlet letter. And amnesty, what is amnesty? And when you ask them, what is your solution? And they say, just follow the laws on the books now. Well, the laws on the books now have got us in the situation of having over 11 million people here undocumented. We've got to solve the problem. And if Washington's not going to do it, let Texas show the example of how to do it. That's border security. We've got great examples of border security here that work. And Commissioner Staples, to his credit, has been a big driver behind that. But we've got to start solving this problem versus complaining about the problem. We did that in 2012, moved forward. The National Republican Committee followed our lead and adopted a guest worker program on the national platform for the first time in the history of our party. So how can we start solving it versus complaining about it? And that's happening this week, and we're having this debate, and we're having this dialogue, and that's healthy for our party.
What are you hearing from those who are – you're at the convention. What are you hearing from those who have come up and spoken to you about it?
Everyone's got passionate beliefs, and everyone's got beliefs, but once you start talking about this issue and start explaining, how can it be amnesty when the first line of the new improved Texas solution says, we do not support any form of amnesty? When you start talking about it, people start understanding the issue. I think a few of these vocal minorities in our party have thrown the amnesty label out with email blast and things like that, but once the common sense conservatives start really peeling back layers of the onion and looking at it, they start understanding the problem in a much, much more thorough way and like it.
Visiting with Brad Bailey right now here on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. As far as in some of the things that you've seen as far as the federal, when it comes to federal immigration reform, there's always a discussion about what happens first. Do you secure the border first, or do you allow for this type of visa program first? When it comes down to the Texas solution, what is the timeline?
Securing the border is priority number one. We have to secure our border, and we have to look at fixing this broken problem. Here in Texas, we've got great solutions for this. The Texas DPS and Todd Staples also helped with this, has Operation Drawbridge, which basically has a much more successful rate, 400% more success rate in apprehending illegal activity than the federal government has. And that's Texas. That's a Texas logic there. That's solutions. But we also look at it as how can we stop the identity theft that's going on right now with forged documents and identification problems that employers are putting in a rough situation. This is a policy issue. Yes, it is. But this is also a political issue. The Democrats do not want Republicans to solve this problem. They want us to hang it over our necks like an albatross. We've got to start saying, how can we solve it and show the nation, here's a solution for this problem. I mean, in Midland, Texas, for example, you look at the current employment situation, there's restaurants that can seat 300 people that can only open, to 100 people a day,
right?
Because they can't find the employees to do the job. How can we streamline that to make sure that we have employees in there, that oil fields full of people, that the service industry is full of people, that the hotel has maids and things? That's what we need to do, but they're temporary workers paying taxes, and they're here for a temporary amount of time. That's the smart way to go about it, and in Texas, that's what we've done. We're going to take a different route than Arizona and say, here's our solution versus here's the problem.
How do you think the Texas solution links up with some of the language that has been used by who will probably be the next lieutenant governor in Texas, Dan Patrick? He's talked obviously quite a bit about immigration reform. How does his language match the language of Texas Solution?
Well, I think Senator Patrick understands it. I mean, he's been in business for himself. He understands that mass deportations just don't work. But, when he had the debate with Julian Castro, he had a lot of great, great comments about this that go straight in line with the Texas solution. And, we're here to help him. And this is, I call it the ultimate focus group for Republicans. When you get 10,000 conservatives showing up in Fort Worth and everyone's paying their own way, and you look at, here's the solution, here's the problem, what do you think about it? And you get the yay, nay vote, you get to hear people's opinions, and it's a lot easier than a 30-second soundbite that you're hearing in a lot of these campaign bill. And we're here to prove to Senator Patrick and our soon-to-be governor, Greg Abbott, that here's a solution to follow forward. Here's how we solve this immigration system, and we solve it Texas style.
Well, something definitely needs to be done. I mean, you just have so much so much disarray on the border. I'm sure you've seen, the latest with the flood of minors, children that are just flooding the border, that the Texas Border Patrol could be overrun by the end of this year. Something definitely needs to get done, and it will be a big discussion point and debate going into even the next legislative session. Brad, I appreciate your time today. Is there a place where people can go online, they can find out more information about
sure
the solution?
TexasSolution.us is our website. There's a lot of things going on and changes, and we'll be updating that regularly. But we're here to solve the problem. In 2012, we started the ball rolling. We've got to get input from everyone here, and we hope to do that here in Fort Worth.
All right, Brad Bailey, appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Chad.
Have a good one.